This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, October 26, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a host of news. We have the IRS now having their own Stingray cell phones. This has been something that's been done by a lot of different agencies. And, of course, whenever they do it secretly because they don't want the citizens to know about it. I remember we had a story about a year and a half ago. There was a local police department had used Stingray to illegally search people without a warrant. And, of course, Stingray is an electronic device whereby they can grab your cell phone location and other information without getting a search warrant. And they're not supposed to do that. They had a situation where they had apprehended someone who was involved in alleged theft. And when he came before the judge said, well, how did you acquire this information? And they said, well, we can't tell you, Judge. We have a non-disclosure agreement. And he said, you don't have a non-disclosure agreement with me. He said, how did you get this information? So they huddled together and they said, never mind. We're going to drop the charges. They've done everything they can to try to hide this illegal snooping using Stingray. Now we find out that the 13th agency, we've had 12 different agencies that have been exposed to be doing this. The 13th agency is now the IRS doing this. Yes, it is total information awareness, total surveillance by every bureaucracy you can imagine. All of them arming themselves with weapons, all of them arming themselves with listening devices to spy upon you. That's the kind of government we're looking at right now. So we're going to break into what's going on with that. And, of course, just this last week, the end of last week, they passed CISA, the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. This is something that is supposed to allow them to provide legal protection for corporations who turn over information to them because they don't want to give the corporations any excuse to deny turning this information over to them. So they're going to say, don't worry, you're protected, but you better turn it over. It's also a way of giving legal protection and legal cover to something that's been going on for quite a while. We see a lot of tech companies, a lot of them who have been collaborators, quislings for the surveillance state, saying, oh, we don't want to do this, when in reality they really want the liability protection is really all that they want. But there are some who really don't want to do it. And that has been one of the issues that they've been able to use, saying, if we were to do this, we would be betraying the privacy concerns of our customers. But this is how the government has been rolling this out for quite some time, saying that the information that the phone company collects, that your internet service provider collects, that anybody that you deal with, anyone that collects any information on you, that's no longer your information. So turn it over because you don't want us to play rough with you if you're the phone company. You know, we give you a monopoly, a nice lucrative monopoly. We're going to look at some Minority Report pre-crime ways that this information is being used. If you don't think that it's really going to be used against Americans, understand, of course, it already is. We just had the IRS given a free rein by the Department of Justice, quote unquote, this last week, saying that there wasn't any malice with this. There wasn't any political targeting of this. Of course there was. If there wasn't any malice or political targeting, it would have been done across the political spectrum. It wasn't. It was focused on conservative groups. And they said, this isn't happening. Well, it is still going on. There are still Tea Party organizations that have had their paperwork held up for years. Many of them have still not gotten that information. We're also going to cover some information about what's going on with Paul Ryano, the person who seems to be the choice for the next Speaker of the House, someone who is going to be able to work with Obama, be acceptable to John Boehner because he's going to give them everything that they want. We're going to take a look at that. Also, some news on open borders and what it tells us about the collapsing globalist socialist state. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want. Anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, October 26, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking in the third hour to Zoltan Istvan. He is a candidate for presidency with the Transhumanist Party, a party that he created. So we're going to talk to him about his goals for transhumanism, what he thinks that's about. Should be an interesting interview. He's going to be here live in the studio third hour. Before we get to that, I want to talk about the out-of-control use of technology by our government. Now, of course, we learned last week, at the end of the week, that the Department of Justice was not going to target Lois Lerner. Maybe it's because they think that she's related to a girlfriend of Superman. I don't know. But it looks like she's got more powerful friends than Superman. She's got powerful people in the government. And we were told at the time that, you know, it was just bureaucratic incompetence. Well, if it was bureaucratic incompetence, it would affect groups equally across the political spectrum. This was targeted on conservative groups, on Tea Party groups. And now we learn that they are still targeting Tea Party groups. This isn't something that has gone on, that has stopped. The Washington Times reports that the IRS is still holding up the nonprofit applications for Tea Party groups, including one that has been waiting nearly 6 years for approval. As I say, it's no wonder so many Americans have had it with Washington and the elite political class who can get away with something like this, says Mark Meckler, president of the Citizens for Self-Governance, one of the organizers of the class action lawsuit. Yet another case is pending before a federal appeals court after Tea Party challengers lost at the district court level, where the judge ruled that the IRS targeting stopped in 2013, so there was no longer a case to be decided. And yet, that's not the case. They say that was news that it has stopped 2 years ago. That's news to the Albuquerque Tea Party, which applied for nonprofit status back in December of 2009 and is still waiting for approval. And also another one of the center's clients, Unite in Action, an Ohio group, has been waiting for more than 3 years for approval. So one is in New Mexico, another one is in Ohio, but of course there's no coordination by the central offices of the IRS. That's precisely what was going on. We all know what's going on. And we all know that the people in power continually get away with committing crimes because simply they are in power. Jay Sekulow, one of the chief counsels for the American Center for Law and Justice that is challenging this, says it's an outrage, a mockery of justice. Yes, it's a mockery of the rule of law. And it's something that we have come to see everywhere. Look at this article from The Guardian. Not only is the IRS targeting Tea Party groups and getting away with it, but now they're acquiring Stingray cell phone surveillance gear. Actually, this has been going on for quite some time. Going back to the time when they were holding up, guess what? Tax status for Tea Party groups. Going back to the same years, 2009, 2012, under the Freedom of Information Act, they have found, this is a Guardian investigation, they found documents for purchases made 6 years ago when they started this targeting of the Tea Party. They also started collecting Stingray devices, as I mentioned in the last segment. This is something that the FBI has worked very hard to keep quiet. Many law enforcement agencies will tell the judge they have a non-disclosure agreement, and they will refuse to reveal how they got this information if the judge challenges them and says, where's your search warrant? Well, you know, I just have this stuff. But, of course, there's other ways that they can do this. We know that for many years, the Drug Enforcement Agency and others have illegally collected information. The NSA would collect information illegally, pass it to the DEA. They would use parallel construction to pretend that they had acquired this with a search warrant. But now they're not really even bothering with that beard. They just go out and violate the law with impunity. And it's going to get worse, and we'll tell you how it's going to get worse. But first, this situation. They say privacy advocates say the revelation, quote, shows the wide proliferation of this very invasive surveillance technology. Despite their extensive capabilities in these Stingray devices, they require only a low-level court order called a PIN register. It's also known as a trap and trace in order to grant permission for their use. Very similar to what's going on with the NSA when they say that they're going to get this massive broad search warrant, as Rand Paul put it, going before the FISA court and saying, I want a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, in which case the FISA court says, sure, you can listen to anybody that has a Verizon account. Oh, I'd like one for Mr. and Mrs. AT&T as well. Yeah, no problem, sure. No problem with that. We can do dragnet surveillance of everybody in the United States. And it's going to get worse. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Various revelations by the ACLU and other news outlets, including The Guardian, have shown at least 12 federal agencies already known to have these devices, including the NSA, the FBI. Now the IRS makes 13. A baker's dozen. Yes, they harass our people, and they eat out their substance. That's the nature of government if it's not controlled. Government is always either at your feet or at your throat. Let me ask you. You think it's at your feet? No, it's not. So where are they going next with this? Well, the next thing that they're doing is greasing the skids, giving themselves some legal cover, saying that they're going to pass CISA. This is something that they've tried for multiple times. They called it CISPA, and now it is called CISA, and they're getting it through. Nothing has really changed except dropping the P for protection. This is the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. It used to be the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Protection Act. And I guess maybe people said, well, who's getting protected by this? Because this isn't something that is increasing the protection of individuals. You're spying on us. You're collecting our information. It's like, oh, well, it's there. The P is there to protect companies from being sued by you when they violate your privacy. You know, that other P word that they don't like, that P word that's getting banned by the government. This has now been passed by the Senate. They just need to reconcile it with the House. Obama has indicated that he will sign it. Of course he will. He will not shy away from any kind of surveillance. He said we would have the most transparent administration we had ever seen. That's what Obama told everybody. Little did you realize that the transparency was going to be on you, not on him. Everything they do is a secret. We have a state religion of national security. Everything is sacrificed to it. Your privacy, the rule of law, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But they will not tell you anything about what they're doing. We've had this trade agreement. I think that was now 3 weeks ago. They announced that they had come up with this agreement. We were told for a very long time that the corporations and the corporate lobbyists who are working on this trade partnership, quote unquote, it's a treaty. We were told that they couldn't tell us about this because that would just scotch the whole deal. You know, you can't go public as this thing is being negotiated. We'll let you know once it's negotiated. Well, here we are 3 weeks later. Maybe four, I don't know the exact date, but it's been at least 3 weeks. We still don't have any information from our corporate masters as to what they're about to do. We do know that it's going to be far more than free trade. It is going to reorganize copyright. It's going to reorganize national sovereignty. It is going to elevate corporations to the level of government, which, of course, they are, aren't they? If they can tell our congressmen and senators that they cannot talk about what's going on with this agreement, because they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. There's that non-disclosure agreement again, right? NDAs all over the place. Because we're operating in a corporate environment now. We don't have a government anymore. We have a multinational corporations are running this government. So they deal on non-disclosure agreements. And everything that they do is secret. They say, although CISA is branded a cybersecurity bill, this is from InfoWorld. And, of course, this is a tech organization. This is not a political organization. This is a technical organization, InfoWorld. They say, although CISA is branded a cybersecurity bill, it does nothing to actually improve the effectiveness of security systems. This is people who understand computers telling you this. It's concerned instead with increasing the amount of information that corporations share with government and protecting those companies from liability for violating a customer's privacy. Yeah, again, like I said, it's going to legitimize it, but it will also put pressure on some of the companies that have been reluctant to turn this over, saying we would experience legal issues. We would be sued by customers if we do this because they didn't want to turn that information over. They didn't want to violate your privacy. Now the government will use CISA as a club against these holdouts, telling them, no, you don't have any liability, so you don't have any reason not to give that information to me, hand it over. That's the way they're going to use this. And, of course, they point out that the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, CISPA, was introduced back in 2011. It failed. It was reintroduced in 2013. It was failed again. Last year, any mention of protection was stripped out, and they have now pushed this thing through. And, of course, Aaron Schwartz worked very hard to defeat that. I would say that he gave his life to defeat that. I don't believe that he killed himself in desperation. That's the official narrative from the government. People who knew him said they were absolutely blindsided by this. How many times do we have to have someone that the government tells us committed suicide in prison or whatever? How many times does that have to happen? And they're all saying, hey, I'm fine. I'm fighting this to the end, blah, blah, blah. And everybody that they know says they were well-adjusted. They were a fighter. They were going after this. And then all of a sudden, they commit suicide. You know, like Gary Webb or the D.C. Madam or so many different people that we've talked to. And, of course, Aaron Schwartz was a fighter. He picked this fight with them. He wasn't shying away from this. And although you had a prosecutor, interestingly enough, the same prosecutor, Carmen Ortiz, who was involved in the subsequent Boston bombing false flag, even though Carmen Ortiz was pushing him and publicly saying that they were going to try to put him in prison for 35 years. The charges had been dropped by the university. The charges had been dropped at the local level. They said that's not anything. He had removed some data. It wasn't any kind of a cyber hack or anything, but the feds came in and tried to make an issue out of it. And she got a lot of pushback because she was trying to prosecute him. Her husband tweeted and said, don't push back on Carmen. She offered him a 3-month plea bargain and he turned it down. That tweet was subsequently deleted. I don't think he committed suicide. And now we have CISA. because one person can make a difference. That's why they take them out. Stay with us. We're going to tell you what Julian Assange says to do next, and that is use snail mail. We'll be right back.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We've had a NSA lawsuit that you will not believe. I mean, this is something straight out of a Kafka novel. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. I want to let you know first about the specials we have at InfoWars Life. We have 15% off of Ancient Defense for a limited time. We have 10% off the complete InfoWars Select Storable Food line, along with free shipping. Let me tell you about the storable food. This is something that's made in the United States. Even the packaging, it's high-quality packaging that will let this food last for 25 years. Military-grade barrier against light, oxygen, and moisture entering the pouches. It's resealable after you open it. It's truly the lowest price we can give you under this contract with a manufacturer for the highest quality storable food that we know of. Again, that's 10% off the food itself and free shipping. That's a huge saving. With the promo code FOOD at checkout, you get 10% off. Again, you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Use promo code FOOD at checkout for 10% off your purchase of InfoWars Select Storable Food and for free shipping. Let's go back to what's happening with our never-ending, always metastasizing cancer of a surveillance state here. Here's a lawsuit that's just been dismissed. It's Wikimedia versus the NSA. It's a lawsuit that's been dismissed by the judge. And listen to the reason that it was dismissed. Because they couldn't prove that they were being surveilled. Secretly. I mean, seriously. This is straight out of a Kafka novel. He says, well, you know, you have no way of knowing if we're secretly spying on you. So I'm not going to entertain this lawsuit. And seriously, what the judge is saying. They say plaintiffs can only speculate that they are being spied upon by the NSA. So I'm not going to allow you to do any discovery or do a lawsuit. And he says, and for one thing, here's another thing he says. Plaintiffs insist that Wikipedia's over 1 trillion annual internet communications are significant in volume. And then the judge goes on to say, but 1 trillion is clearly a large number, but size is always relative. For example, $1 trillion are enormous value. Well, maybe not to the federal government. But he says, whereas 1 trillion grains of sand are but a small patch of a beach. Like, what is he talking about? Here you got a judge arguing about how many angels fit on the head of a pen and using that as justification. It is nothing but sophistry and obfuscation. We all know what they're doing. We all know that they are watching people. But he says, because you can't prove that you're being watched, I mean, there's, you know, documents that have been released, and, you know, we've had leaks of documents. We've had NSA whistleblowers testifying that you're doing this. But, you know, you can't prove it. And so you have to prove it before you get your day in court. That's essentially the kind of Kafka world that we live in. Absolutely amazing. So Julian Assange is now telling journalists, he says, you need to go back to the old methods. You need to use snail mail, traditional post office services. Well, you know, that is true. I mean, it is not as vulnerable as email. But, of course, one of the reasons that the government has always run the post office system in the first place is because they wanted to use that as a crude level of intelligence gathering. They can put a postal cover on you, and they can keep a record of everybody that you send mail to and everybody that sends mail to you. They don't have to get a search warrant for that. That's where this all started. Started with that, started with these pen registers for the phone companies, and now this is just metastasizing into full-blown Orwellian police state, a Stasi state. But he points out, he says, my recommendation for people who don't have 10 years experience in cryptography is to return to old methods and use traditional postal services, Julian Assange said in an interview that was published on Saturday. And you need to understand that they're always watching you, and he has warned people about that. He's warned people about what they put on Facebook. He says, you know, Facebook is basically your friends testifying against you, has you in the dock. I don't remember the exact quote that he had, but he was warning everybody about social media, especially. Look at this incredibly ridiculous decision from a local judge. A judge says that a small school's Facebook post was actually a campaign contribution. This is a state judge. He ruled that a Facebook post by a school called Liberty Commons amounted to an illegal campaign contribution to a school district board candidate. The charter school shared on its Facebook with its Facebook followers a newspaper article about the parent of one of the students who is running for a school board seat in the neighboring school district. Now, this school has 566 followers on its Facebook page. It was then shared by a former congressman who lost his reelection bid in 2004, and he has 3,900 friends. The administrative law judge called the violation minor, and he ruled that no government money or any significant amount was spent to make the contribution. But he also said that it was giving of a thing of value to a candidate, namely favorable publicity. Do you understand the dangerous precedents on free speech that represents? The University of Colorado law professor Scott Moss did. He says, I don't buy under the First Amendment speech can be deemed as a contribution. He says this judge has a Grandpa Simpson understanding of the law and of email. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet materials with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to talk about the failures, the design failures of Obamacare, and some amazing new information about people getting fined who have small companies and are just trying to help their employees with some health care expenses, and the fines that they're going to be facing. They're far worse than not participating in Obamacare in the first place. It's absolutely amazing how they are focusing on people. But before we do, I want to continue on with this Facebook. I was just talking about this judge who said that posting information about somebody's candidacy on Facebook was a campaign contribution. I want you to think about that. Think about how dangerous that is. Think about how that is going to silence our freedom of speech. And, you know, quite frankly, that's one of the problems that I have with campaign finance control. I understand that we have corporations that are buying the election, of course. They're buying the trade treaties. They're buying everything. The corporations run the government. Nevertheless, when they enact campaign prohibitions, that's going to fall on the smaller people. You understand, of course, don't you, that the government multinational corporations will make sure that they have loopholes written for them. They will know how they can get around these loopholes. This is going to be a spider's web that is going to catch the small flies and gnats, but the great big bumblebees are going to go right through it. And that's what we have to be worried about if you've got idiotic judges like this local judge saying that a Facebook post is a campaign contribution. But, of course, it can also be something that's very dangerous. Look at this story out of Egypt. And, of course, this is our close ally in Egypt. We just have a news of a guy who is going to get 3 years in jail for simply putting Mickey Mouse ears behind, photoshopping them, putting Mickey Mouse ears behind a picture of the president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. You know, I guess having a name like el-Sisi makes you extremely sensitive to any mocking. And take a look at that picture if you're watching this broadcast. There he is. And as they say, that picture should go viral. That picture should be shared by everyone all over social media. He was charged with, quote, attempting to overthrow the regime for putting Mickey Mouse ears on him and getting 3 years in jail. And you just have to understand that as ridiculous as this may seem to us now, understand that all of the political correctness, shaming that's going on social media, as they're moving towards this, understand that they are preparing us in the West for this kind of censorship. That's what's fundamentally behind all of this, these shaming campaigns, all of this political correctness. Again, we were talking about the IRS investing in Stingray devices to watch people. Of course, now the FBI director has come out and said that cell phone cameras are to blame for the rise in hostile relationships between the police and the public. There you go. Shoot the messenger. In this case, the iPhones. Okay? It's not that they're spying on us. It's not that they're beating us. No, no. You know, actually, he ought to take this and turn it around the other way as well. Perhaps their constant surveillance is creating a kind of minority report pre-crime environment where they single people out. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But, of course, the FBI director's name is James Comey, and he is now saying cell phone cameras are poisoning the relationship. They're not going to do anything to change the shoot first brutal instructions that are coming out of Washington that are taking over our local law enforcement, making them not accountable to local citizens. No, they're not going to change any of that. Instead, they're going to complain about cell phones, and that is going to have the logical result. If he can keep this narrative going, of course, they will ban cell phones or put some kind of a restriction on cell phones that when the police are doing their work, they can flip a switch and you won't be able to record or transmit what's going on. That's where this is really headed. But it was interesting when they put this up on the Daily Mail. About three bullet points down, they say, of course, his name is James Comey. They say, comedy blames the YouTube effect. They put his name in as comedy. And maybe that's what we ought to do. Maybe we ought to ridicule him and laugh at him like this Egyptian dictator with the Mickey Mouse ears. Maybe we ought to start calling this FBI director James Comedy if he's going to tell us that cell phone cameras are the problems with the way the police are interacting with people. He truly is a James Comedy. Here's where this is all headed. And just like I said, you know, maybe they ought to think about the fact that their constant surveillance is causing them to overreact. Maybe that's the problem. Here's an example of this. We got a minority report pre-crime in New Hampshire, a teen arrested after he just parked in a predictive hotspot for crime. This is an 18-year-old man. He was arrested in Manchester, New Hampshire. A police officer scoped him out for parking within a, quote, predictive hotspot for crime. In other words, they say, well, this area is going to be a high crime area, and they made sure it was a high crime area, except in this case, it was the police committing the crimes. On October 20th, Connor DeLeer was sitting by himself in his parked 2000 Honda Accord, and he was in an area, as I said, a hotspot deemed by computer programs. You see, this is where we're going to be heading. We're going to have computer programs and algorithms that are going to flag you. And we've already seen this with spy cameras that are hooked up to predictive software. flagging someone who was changing a flat tire. They thought he was involved in car theft because he stood by the car, then he disappeared. They couldn't see him in the camera. So what do they do? Well, they call the SWAT team out against this guy who had a flat tire. Now, in that particular case, it turned out okay. In this case I'm telling you about here, though, it did not turn out okay. He was parked at 535. The cop thought that looked suspicious. Fine. So he circles around. He blocks the path of the car with his squad car and then gets out and starts to question the individual, at which point this individual gets nervous. And the officer says he attempted to provide a legitimate reason for being in the area. Well, why should he have to provide a legitimate reason for being in the area? The cop could sit there and watch him if he wanted to see if he's going to commit a crime. Perhaps his presence might deter a crime if this guy was going to commit a crime. But he doesn't need to have a legitimate area. He doesn't need to justify being in an area to the police. Nevertheless, the cop ordered him out of the car. Shortly after that, a second officer arrived. Then they noticed that he had a holstered Beretta 9mm handgun. They removed it, put it inside of his vehicle, but they confirmed that his gun was properly permitted and registered. Now they want to inspect his car. They say he grew agitated. He stated he was not allowing a search of his person or his property. In other words, he's going to stand on his constitutional rights. You want to search my car? Go to a judge. Get a warrant. Well, they didn't want to do that. So they advised him that they were conducting a pat-down search to ensure their safety. So now they're afraid. After they engage this guy for just sitting in his car, after they get him out of his car, now they're concerned because there's two of them and one of him. They're concerned for their safety. So then they find an object in his pocket, and of course it is a loaded magazine that is just sitting there waiting to go off in his pocket. They take that out, put it on the top of the car, and continue the search. And then they say he was transitioned to the ground before being pepper sprayed and tasered by newly arriving backup officers. Now, the interesting thing about this is that somebody on a Reddit discussion put this up and said, wow, I can comment on this. This literally happened outside my window. I went to the window for a smoke as two officers had him bent over the car, trying to put handcuffs on him. He was asking them over and over again, what have I done wrong? They got tired of him, not letting them put the handcuffs on. They put him on the sidewalk, face down, trying to strong-arm the cuffs on. Finally, they call for backup. He's just trying to keep one arm away from him and asking, what did I do wrong? Just tell me, what did I do wrong? Suddenly, he says, my street was swarmed with cops. One guy ran up with like a taser in his hand, zapped him while he's on the ground. He had like five guys holding him down. They got the cuffs on him. They threw him in a paddy wagon. When I saw him get up, he had a huge cut on his forehead, I assume, because one of the cops was grinding his face into the ground with his knee. I didn't know they pepper sprayed him. I didn't see that, he says. But he said they didn't tow his car. They just left it in the area. He said, I had no idea they arrested him for just being around here. WTF, he says. Yeah. Why would that happen? Well, here's another one for you, okay? You think, well, gee, I guess he had it coming because he's parked in an area that they have identified as a hotspot. Well, here's some people attending a Breitbart News-sponsored event in Scottsdale, Arizona. And they get the police, helicopters with spotlights, a massive police presence turnout because they are having an event in a local sports bar. They go to the sports bar. They have a speech that's going on by one of the Breitbart people talking about conservative issues, the U.S. Constitution, the Second Amendment, securing the porous U.S. border, they say. Suddenly, one or two people complain to the establishment's management, and shortly after that, they cut the microphones, and the volume of the televisions was turned up. And then multiple police showed up. They said there's no confrontations, no shoutings, no yellings, no fightings, no disagreement, no disturbing the peace, absolutely nothing. He says the police were completely professional, courteous, but seemed somewhat surprised that they were there, but said it was reported by the group that we had been unruly. He says, as an attendee of the event, I and everyone else in attendance can tell you that we were not unruly. They believed that it was the subject of what was being talked about. And this is what you need to be concerned about. The fact that we live in a Stasi snitch state. Somebody sees something, they say something. If they're offended by something, they report you to the police. And fortunately, nothing happened. Nobody got injured in this particular case. But that is the way this is going down multiple times. I want to talk to you about Obamacare, and as I pointed out, this amazing new regulation, and also the fraud that has been discovered in it. Very quickly, though, I want to let you know that we have 15% off of Ancient Defense for a limited time, and again, we have the 10% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food and free shipping. Let me tell you about Ancient Defense. Seasons are changing. It's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formulation at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com, 15% off of Ancient Defense. Now, the other day, and get this clip up from Bernie Sanders, guys. Let's play this one where he talks about the guys being poets down in Nicaragua. Bernie Sandernista, and I call him that because he was talking 30 years ago, just like, you know, Back to the Future, kind of like Doc from Back to the Future, except back 30 years ago, he was praising the Sandinistas. He was praising them. He said, yeah, these guys aren't political hacks. No, no, they're like hippies. They're poets. They got Vermont connections. You know, they're kind of just like me. You guys got that clip ready? Let's roll that clip.
I was impressed by Father Descoto, and he is a very gentle, very loving man. He's familiar with Burlington, Vermont. He had a niece who graduated from St. Michael's College, actually, who's now working for the government of Nicaragua. Ortega is an impressive guy.
He's an impressive guy.
Ernesto Cardinal is a funny-looking guy. He's gray hair, and he really does remind you of the hippie. I mean, Ernesto, and in fact,
he's kind of like me.
You know, we talked. He's very strongly into poetry. He is very proud of the fact that they are now teaching poetry not only to peasants and to workers, but in the military, in the police department. A very impressive guy.
Yeah, the peasants, the military. You know, they got their own little Maoist cultural revolution going on down there. It's great. And these guys look like me. You know, they're hippies. They got, you know, long white hair, connections to Vermont. They're not political hacks. See, he's caught up in identity politics. He's caught up in the left-right paradigm. He loved the Sandinistas, Bernie Sandinista did. He loved them because he opposed the American government policy of overthrowing whatever countries they want to overthrow. And I agree with him. I agree that Iran-Contra was a horrible thing. I agree that the smuggling of crack cocaine by the CIA to fund the Contras into L.A. was a horrible thing. I don't think we should be overthrowing other countries. But that doesn't mean that the Sandinistas were good guys, Bernie. See, that's what happens when you get caught up in the left-right paradigm, when you get into this either-or mentality. And he hasn't learned anything in the last 30 years. As I pointed out when I talked about this before, he hasn't learned about what happened with Daniel Ortega. Daniel Ortega, who was so thoroughly corrupt, he was thrown out by a coalition of conservatives and communists. He was a kleptocrat. He was somebody who had confiscated billions of dollars of private property, and just before he left, he made it private again. He made it his property. That's the kind of guy that Daniel Ortega is. But, of course, Bernie Sanders was taken in by it because he bought into, well, if Reagan is against him, I'm for him. And besides that, you know, he looks like me, you know, and he's got, even here, the rhetoric, you know, the peasants and the poets. I mean, the peasants and the serfs or whatever. I mean, he's got this class warfare Marxist rhetoric that comes from Bernie Sanders. But it's okay because he's got the police and the military learning poetry, too. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? They're all a bunch of poets. So I had a lot of people when I talked about this before, they said, you know, why are you picking on Bernie Sanders? Why are you picking on the failed socialist states in Central America? You know, like Nicaragua and Venezuela, where the bankers get 700% on their investments. In Venezuela, communist Venezuela, Hugo Chavez gives the bankers 700% on their investments, but the people there can't get food, medicine, or water. They have to go elsewhere to get that. So they said, why are you picking on that? You know, why don't you always ignore the successes of socialism, you know, like Sweden. Okay, well, let's talk about Sweden. Sweden needs to borrow more. They need to cut their costs in order to meet refugee numbers, says their finance minister. Open borders, entitlements, the socialist state, either one of those things will destroy a country. But you put them both together and you start sailing over the cliff like Thelma and Louise, okay? And that's what's happening. That was what Cloward and Piven strategized about back in the 1960s. They said, you know, we just aren't getting there quickly enough. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to destroy the society so we can rebuild our socialist utopia. How do we do that? Well, we ramp up the entitlement state and then we ramp up the number of people that are going to be on the entitlement state. So now we can see what's happening in Sweden. You don't see this kind of thing happening in Central and South America simply because Sweden and the European states of Germany and others were so rich to start with. It didn't take very long for socialism to collapse in Central and South America. Even after they confiscate billions of dollars of wealth from other people, they still couldn't make it go that long. As Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money. Well, they didn't have that much of it to start with in Central America, so you saw the results right away. But now we're starting to see the results in Sweden. So we had this story back on the 23rd. Sweden will need to borrow more money, cut costs across the board to meet the expense of record numbers of asylum seekers arriving in the country, said the finance minister. Then we had another one that was a couple of days earlier. Kurt Nemo pointed out that Sweden was on the verge of collapse as illegal immigrants surged into the country. The anti-immigration party is now the largest in the Scandinavian nation. And he points out, and this is a quote from a Danish historian, says the final consequence of the West and, above all, Sweden's immigration policy is that the economy will collapse because who is going to pay for it all? And economic breakdowns, once they happen, always happen very quickly. Increasing taxes, he said, on wage earners in Sweden to pay for the influx of illegal immigrants is not enough. The finance minister said, of course, they're going to borrow this. They said, why has one government after another chosen to spend Swedish taxpayers' money to support and shelter citizens of other countries while some of them are trying to kill us? Precisely. When we come back, we're going to break down how that looks in America with Obamacare. We'll be right back.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to a transhumanist who is actually going to be running for president with his own transhumanist party. He's going to be here live in the studio. His name is Zoltan Isfahan. So that should be an interesting third hour. Again, I want to go back to what's going on in Europe. And again, it's Sweden, Germany, these wealthy countries that are rapidly declining into poverty as well as anarchy. We have an article today on Infowars.com, Sweden to house immigrants in Lapland ski resort while their own citizens suffer under a housing shortage. As Paul Joseph Watson writes, migrants traveling to the welfare haven of Sweden will be housed in the ski resort. The citizens will labor under the burden of a housing shortage. He points out that the spa will offer spa treatments, massages, a swimming pool, a bubble bath, a sauna, as well as a spectacular mountain view of its bedrooms. And the migrants will be allowed to stay at this resort until February. Meanwhile, as they're enjoying these amenities, Swedish citizens continue to be burdened by a housing shortage, exacerbated by the large number of immigrants the country is taking in each year. Some politicians are also urging citizens to give up their garages in order to house third world immigrants. Now, when they do that to us, do you think that'll be a violation of the Third Amendment? I mean, it's not, they're not troops, but I guess you could call them troops because they're kind of marching in like an army. Look at this picture that we've got from the Daily Mail of a march into Western Europe. Shocking pictures show thousands of determined men, women, and children trudging across the Balkans as politicians warn that the EU could collapse in weeks. Look at that. Are those the troops of the New World Order? The troops that have been brought in to collapse and reorganize society? The troops that have been brought in to destroy the wealth and the independent sovereignty of the West so that they can have their globalist way? Because, of course, that's the only thing that is standing in the way of the globalists are the nations of, or that stood in their way, the nations of Europe and America. And, of course, we see that in Sweden, one of the other aspects of this is the aspect of cultural shock, they say. This is the article from Kurt Nemo. He says, cultural shock in Western countries where there are significant Muslim immigration is the crime rate, especially the disproportional sexual crimes against the host country's women. In Sweden, which does not usually report the nationality of rapists, a just-released study by Swedish police revealed that Muslim men, who constitute only 2% of the population, are responsible for 78% of the rapes. Once peaceful Sweden has the highest rape rate in Europe, the second highest in the world, next to South Africa. And it's not just Sweden. It's not just Germany. It's also Copenhagen. There's a Muslim mob attacking a police car at a Shiite festival where the Shiites hit the fan. And you can see the video of that on this particular article. Let's see, who is this by? This is the Gateway Pundit. Listen to this clip from RT that we've got. This is a guy named Jonathan Pye. And he's talking about what it costs to rent a room, a little cupboard under the stairs in London.
I mean, economics to me is, can I afford a house? Can I afford to buy a house? Where do you live? London. No. Can I afford to rent a house? Where do you live again? London. No. What can I afford then? A cupboard under the stairs for 500 quid a month. You read that in the paper the other day. The 500 quid a month for a cupboard under the stairs. How can that possibly be a healthy housing market?
Yeah, how can that be a healthy housing market? Welcome to the future. That's the future they want for us. The future of desperation, of austerity, of privation. Because we simply cannot have a welfare state and this kind of massive immigration. That's what you have to look forward to. A cupboard under the stairs for £500 a month. That's probably $700, $750 a month American, okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back. And as I promised, we're going to talk about what's going on with Obamacare. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.